Coach, how about starting us off with your opening thoughts, and we'll open it up for questions after that.
I guess opening thoughts is, I guess it's really sweet and special. A lot of people thought we would never be here. In fact, we kind of doubted ourselves early on in the season. It's been a trying season for us. We have a new team, a group of new guys, and you know, it was a battle. They tested me, I tested them. But through the hard work and the rough times and the good times, we're here. I mean, we're here, we're back, and we did the things that we need to do to get back here and not only get here, but win. I think Coach Hart did a great job preparing Lynn Stockton for the game. Our game plan was to come in and really make it a track meet and get up and down the court. We knew that Austin and Daz would definitely get their points. You know, I mean, rally of it, we gave Crawford 40. So our deal was really just to play our game. Going into halftime with Antonio Pipkin and Justin King on the bench being up by 12, I mean, it's a great feeling for any coach, especially when those are your leaders. I think all of our guys, we pride ourselves on being 12 deep. Our guys came in and really took up the slack for those guys down the stretch. Antonio being the senior and being the leader that he is really led us down the stretch. When those guys were on the bench, we had four guys in double figures. I'm probably the hardest guy in the world on Devon Dillard. He really came through today. He played like the player that I've always thought he was. He scored 24 tonight. Arthur Haggard came and just knocked down some huge buckets for us. So these guys have been our four double-figure scorers all year. And I'm always tough. I'm a point guard. I'm totally tough and probably more critical of the point guards. I think today Darion Riddle and Austin Daniels did an excellent job at keeping us in the game, handling the ball and getting it to the right guys. It's only right that I give those guys the credit that's due because I was a point and I'm super critical of point guards. But these guys really stepped it up today, did the things that we need to do to win the game.
Marvin, is this the tip of the iceberg with Devon and how he played today?
No, I don't know. I mean, you got to talk to Devon. Devon just does Devon. He's only, you know, Devon can be as good as Devon Dillard wants to be. What I can say is he's really matured a lot from day one to now. He's understanding the true meaning of being a team player. He's understanding the true meaning of stepping in, taking over, not just taking over a game at all times, but only taking over a game when we need it, you know. He made the passes, he rebounded, he actually played defense today, and I'm super critical as far as Devon Dillard and his defense, but he really played defense today.
Devon, is it kind of true? You got to talk to Devon?
It was a long year. I came a long way. Coming from playing defense to not playing defense, it was really a good game for me today. I just wanted to come out and play for the team, you know. I just had come out and play hard, play defense, whatever I had to do to get the win. We played together, we played good. It was a good game.
Did you like the fact that there was a lot of eyeballs and people watching?
I mean, it's good to know that, man. I just want to stay focused. It's good to know, but it's good to stay focused at the same time.
Devon and Justin, you talk about playing defense. What was it like to play defense against that team? Because you don't see too many teams with 6'8", you know, 6'6", guys. What were they like to play against?
It was the same for us.
Yeah, we just came out and played hard.
It's all the same as we play as a team.
Marvin, Justin had 7 straight there, kind of, when they got it to 5, I think, in the fourth quarter. I mean, he kind of talked a little bit about him. Just, you know. I mean, I saw you calling for the ball, too. Just stepping up.
You know, we kind of joked early on in the season. Justin says, hey, we're going back downstate. I kind of start laughing, and I guess my remark to him was, there's something different this year compared to last year. Last year we had other guys to lead us. Can you lead us? Can you get us there? Can you do the things it take to get us there? He looked me in my eyes and was like, we're going back. So in tough games, Justin did what I expected him to do. I have total confidence in Justin and his ability. He wanted the ball, you know. We're going to put it in his hands. You know, one thing I'll never do is hold any kid back. I mean, my deal is to put him in positions to succeed. Justin wanted his teammates trusting him. You know, at any point in the game, you could see us just riding any guy. That was his time to ride him. So I always say, and they laugh and joke, we're going to ride that pony until he's done. When he was done, we rode Antonio. And when Antonio was done, we rode Haggard. So.
Talk about Antonio. Like at least the third time this postseason, they cut it to 5-3-36 left. You went crazy again.
You know, I think Antonio and I have this strange relationship going. On the bench, he got two fouls. He says, well, let me foul out. I just looked at him. I'm like, let you foul out? Then during the course of the game, he's looking at me. He's giving me these eyes, and it was like he was totally upset. And I don't know if you guys noticed when he scored and set the ball down, I just looked at the bench and said, did he just curse me? And it's just a strange relationship that I have with these guys. And I knew that Tony would come back in and play hard. And they have this thing about proving me wrong. So and all I'm shaking their heads. So Tony came in and he did what I expect Tony to do, which is carry us down the stretch, knock down huge free throws. He's the senior. He's the leader. He's worked hard to keep these guys focused. And I think over the course of the year, these guys have learned to respect him, and they've developed a much better relationship.
Marvin, did you curse him, Antonio?
No.
Marvin, did you try to do anything like to do anything special with Kerzy, or did you really think they're going to get their points? We can beat them anyway.
Yeah, you know, we just figured that they're going to get their points. I'll tell you one thing as a coach. I try not to adjust my game to the other coach because I find myself watching film and then now I'm trying to adjust our game to the other team and it throws my team totally off. One thing we were really cognizant of and we wanted to do was keep an eye on them. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, we went back to a half court and we made sure that we kept a body on them and kept a guy on them. I mean, he's a good player. He's 6'8", and he was a lot much more craftier than I expected. I mean, he got to the bucket and he could handle the ball. Like, this guy's pretty good. So we kind of wanted to keep a body on him and just really keep an eye on both of those guys.
Marvin, you had a lot of people here. I mean, is it fans, in terms of fans, do you, how many tickets did you sell this time? And is this the best turnout you've had, you know, the three?
You know what, I'm kind of strange. I kind of don't look back at history and stats and all of that.
Yeah.
But we sold like 1,200 tickets. So I don't know how much we sold in 2010. We sold 1,200. It's exciting just to have our fans here. I think early on, you know, I don't think we got the support that we got today. And I think these guys totally deserve it. And this is a time when I think they really need that support. I told them you just don't expect support. You got to earn support. You got to come work at it. You have to play hard. You have to dive on the floor. People respect teams that do that. No one wants to come out and just see Showtime basketball and players that don't care whether they win or lose games.
Coach, how was it to see guys like Juan Marrero, your former players, Michael Ford and Elijah Ray, come out and support you guys?
I tell you what, we had players that literally drove 30 hours from California. Nick Moore, Carlos McCormick, and Jeremy Ruckers drove 30 hours from California. We have DeJuan here, Tyree Robson, Chris Bond. I'll tell you what, one thing, and you see those guys, they have this on the back of their shirts. You know, I grew up in the Gary Roosevelt tradition of Panther basketball as a fraternity, as a family. You can call any of those guys at any time, and that's what we've created here at Bowman. These guys talk more to those former players than I do. They'll walk into practice and say, hey, I talked to DeJuan or I talked to Tyree. And it's times during practice I'll just get totally frustrated. And I'll walk out and just, hey, just call those guys. Maybe they can explain it to you. You're not getting it from me. Maybe you don't understand what I'm telling you. And they will call next day, come talk to me. So it's great to see those guys. They totally support these guys. They tweet and text all the time. So it's wonderful.
Do you feel like the city pulls for you guys?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, I tell you, and it's kind of strange. You know, the region is tough. When I say the region is tough, it's tough to please the region. You know, it's tough. You know, it's tough. But I tell you this, when it comes to the region, it's kind of like family. We may go at it, but when it's time for somebody to hit the road and go downstate, everyone's behind you. I mean, I don't know if you guys were at semi-state. We were totally in Andran's fan section. Andran was totally in our fan section cheering us on. So one thing about the region, hey, we may go at each other hard, but once it's time to get on the road, we totally support one another. I got a lot of tweets and texts and things like that from coaches, West Side coaches here, hey, I need tickets. A lot of coaches called to wish us good luck. So at the end of the day, I mean, we play in the region, we go at each other hard in the region to prepare each and every one of our teams for this moment here. And I think early on, you know, we learned a lot from playing Andran, and I'm sure Andran learned a lot from playing us. So we're able to better prepare ourselves for the tournament trail.
Justin, you guys had 16 second chance points in the first half, and Coach Harden said that was huge. Just talk about the offensive rebounding and putbacks you guys got, because that really, I think, gave you guys a big swing early.
It was just extra effort that we put in. That's basically it. Yeah.
What's on your mind, Tony?
We just put it in our mind that we was going to get every rebound. We knew that it was big, so we had to crash. We had to get them tired, and that's what we did.
Devon, you had two dunks off of misses. Same thing.
You said what?
Same thing. I mean, just you're going after every rebound.
Yeah, they always tell me to crash. They always tell me on a rebound, so I was like, okay. I did more than rebound. I put it back in.
You always talk. You want to talk. You talk all the time.
Martin, can one of your bench guys just talk about the role they play? You talk so much about depth and just bringing guys in ways.
Cool.
You know, they cool.
Well.
Just talk about their role, though, and you just have to come in and play 10, 15 minutes and go hard.
One
of
you guys back there?
Mosquito. What's up, man?
You want D-Frank?
Yeah, D-Frank.
D-Frank.
Can you repeat?
Just the pride of taking your role, knowing you're going to play 10, 12, 15 minutes, and coaches go in, play hard, and do what you're supposed to do, whether it's defend, get a board, make a bucket, that type of thing. Just the pride you take in that contribution you make to the team.
Yeah, we just got to play our roles. If you can't score, you do what you do good and best. That's all you got to do. Just play hard, play smart. If you wanna get good, Mark's going to put you in the right position. That's all he's going to do. He makes sure our whole team shines. That's all. So that's what.
Coach, were you expecting to frustrate Linton as much as you guys did? Because the frustration was really showing out on the court.
You know, I didn't have very much history on Linton. What I did know was that this was their first year here. They have a lot of seniors. And I'll tell you, with our team, I utilized the first quarter just to see who's going to play today. I don't know if you've watched us over the course of the season. So we had some guys playing defense, and I did notice a little frustration on their faces. Really wasn't totally sure if we could frustrate them. I was really surprised by that, given the numbers of seniors that they had. But when I tell my guys, and we take pride on this, 32 minutes of hell is enough to frustrate anyone. And that's what we try to give people, 32 minutes of hell. And if we can give you 32 of them, and you can get through it, then hats off to you. Because all these guys come in and they work from the beginning of practice to the end of practice, and I always tell these guys, really as good as the 12th man that go on the court. At any time, we can totally utilize, and we're going to need anyone. Lyndon Jackson came in, knocked down, huge three-pointer. Darion Riddle came in and just handled the ball exceptionally well. Austin came in, done a great job. I mean, when you – Anthony Cole defense is just superb. So, I mean, we have guys that come in and take pride in their role and take pride in what they do.
Mark, can you just your thoughts on jumping up to 3A next year and playing in the
we just got to play even harder. It's going to be better competition, and we just got to continue to play as a team and continue to play hard. Even if it's 3A, 2A, 1A, we just got to continue to play hard and play as a team.
Antonio, kind of that same vein, I mean, how does winning a second championship for this program, what do you think that does for Bowman Academy as a program in general?
As a program, you know, it kind of raises the bar. You know, a lot of guys going to start coming to the school to play basketball, you know, because of history. It's really setting a legacy and setting a role for the future guys.
Hey, Arthur, talk about just when you're – applying the pressure you guys do maybe right at the beginning of the game, and maybe you'll see a little bit of that panic in the other team's eyes, maybe that nervousness, like, you know, wow, this is more than we ever imagined. You know, what does that feel like when you sense that in the other team, how you react to that?
We practice pressing a lot, so we try to get the other team and get them out of what they're comfortable doing so we can get the ball back.
Antonio, if someone would have told you at breakfast you were only going to play 11 minutes, what would you have said?
You're crazy.
11 minutes, 16 points.
But to do what you did, and I mean, how mad were you?
I was frustrated, you know, the tic-tac fouls. It was really frustrating me. But once my guys start stepping up, I'm on the bench and I see us continuing to score, get steals, and play as a team. You know, it really just made me cheer on the guys and just wait till I can get back in there and go when coach need me to go.
Were you a little extra motivated in that fourth quarter, though?
Yeah, that fourth quarter, four fouls, I was like, just foul out. If you go foul out, foul out. Just got to play hard.
Any last questions? Gentlemen, congratulations. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you